A few weeks ago, a mother of two, wife of four decades, Girl Scout leader, lawyer, and church elder, came out of the closet. People were shocked. I've known about closets since I was 12. I'd thought the closet was pretty much restricted to gay people. I was wrong. Sharon, who came out a few weeks ago and died on Mother's Day, had breast cancer. For 15 years, only her family and a few close friends knew about her struggle. Through initial diagnosis, radical mastectomies, years of treatment, she and those closest to her had stayed in the closet. She was afraid that people wouldn't hire her if they knew. She had a private practice, kids to put through college, tons of volunteer passions, and organizations to support. If she was outed, would her business disappear? Like most things in life, we really don't know what will happen until it actually does. 99% of the things we're most afraid of never occur. But that 1%? When I told my best childhood friend I was gay, he said, "Oh, gross," and pretty much ended our friendship. When I told my parents, they continued to love me. What would have happened if this devoted mother and superb lawyer had let folks know she had cancer? Would old clients have abandoned her, and potential new ones have stayed away? We can't really know because she didn't give them the chance. And imagine what it was like for her husband and children, struggling through this ordeal in silence. So, the question we all have to ask ourselves is this. If a wonderful lawyer, accountant, doctor, gardener, or teacher let us know she had breast cancer, would we still hire her? Unless we throw that closet door wide open and shout yes very loudly, she may never give us the chance to know, and another family may have to suffer in silence. With a perspective, I'm Craig Wiesner.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.